down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers on the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago, from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News. Amid all the Christmas Day traditions, one in Austin, Texas continued. It's aimed at bridging divides.
For years, the Bamboo Garden restaurant has been the backdrop for an interfaith Christmas Day lunch with a message.
People can come together and build bridges of peace and understanding.
Zafar Chowdhury is a leader of Austin's Muslim community. He and Rabbi Neil Blumhoff see the lunch as nourishment for the body and the soul.
It has really gone a long way to promote friendships and to root us in good cheer at this season.
And a symbol that people who seem so divided can come together, if only for a meal. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Be careful with what you put in your eyes. Eye drops sold under the Systane Ultra PF brand are being recalled. Some are contaminated with a fungus. The affected drops have an expiration date of next September. There's also a cat food recall after some showed up tainted with bird flu. A cat died in Oregon after eating contaminated food from Northwest Naturals. That raw turkey was sold nationwide. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Sunday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over in Harshaw, there's a Christmas Wonderland driving tour featuring over 1 million lights and dazzling displays. Entry is $20 per vehicle, cash only at the gate, which supports local nonprofit organizations. You must remain in your vehicle and other services and buildings will not be open. Once again, this will be happening Sunday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at 8959 County Road K in Harshaw. The price for a gallon of gas should stay low well into the new year. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin gas prices have held steady for the past couple of months, and that trend should continue for several weeks. Here's Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
It's been a pretty good year. I mean, compared to 2022, the average price for gasoline this year in Wisconsin peaked at about $3.51 a gallon in July, and it's been below $3 a gallon for the last, month and a half? And it probably will stay below $3 a gallon for most of the winter. The next big increase in prices is going to be the seasonal rise that we see late winter, early spring.
DeHaan added that things could change, especially if tariffs are placed on oil imports. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexis full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles take taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Colt Ringer is one of the Midwest's finest ice anglers, and he loves using tip-ups to catch monster pike. I'll tell you what his secret is, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Colt Ringer loves to use tip-ups for monster northern pike. And he says that most people will take those tip-ups and they'll drill their holes in areas where the vegetation is sparse. He says people don't want to mess around with the thicker vegetation. They think that the fish are not going to see the bait. But he says if you want the really big northerns, getting the bait into the tangled web of heavy vegetation is not a bad thing, but he says too heavy is not good. So what he does is he'll drill a few holes in the areas that have some thicker vegetation, and then he uses an underwater camera to find any pockets in that vegetation. And what he does is sets his tip up there. He wants that big sucker minnow down deep into that weedy cover. And he knows there are going to be some pike that are going to be moving through that. And they're going to be the bigger fish. And they're going to take that big sucker minnow that he has put there for them. And he'll have those fish all to himself. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a little patchy fog off and on at times here today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more fog, more clouds, more drizzle. 34 tomorrow. Cloudy with light rain, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
98 Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Brooks and Dunn here on 98Q Country, Neon Moon. It is 8:13 a.m. on what should be another beautiful day in the high 20s as we approach a day of 30s and into the 40s over the next couple days. We'll have weather for you twice an hour, and we'll be hanging out today until 10, covering for Joel today. Got Austin here with me. We'll check in with you after a couple minutes. First, though, more country songs. I've got Scotty McCreery coming right up, Keith Urban, Morgan Wallen, Alan Jackson. And then we'll say hey, hi, hello to you again here on 98Q Country. Right now, though, let's get into it with Scotty. One of us, as Joel would call him. Joel interviewed Scotty McCreery once upon a time on the morning show. We'll be back with Joel tomorrow. Not sure what the plan is for a shopping show, may or may not, but check it out online today if you'd like. 98QCountry.com if you need a last second gift. Here's See You Tonight on 98Q Country.
Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing. Got me wishing I was holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing. It got me wishing I was holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Whoa. No, I don't care what time it is. I just gotta
get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was holding, holding. Holding you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
on a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. When the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow.
Alan Jackson here on WCQM, chasing that neon rainbow after Somebody Like You from Keith Urban, finishing off five in a row. To start the 8 o'clock hour here with Austin Brume, I'm Greg Gunderson, covering for Joel today from the 98Q Studios, with you for another hour and a half or so. Coming up in a bit, we'll have bottom of the hour news, sports, weather, all the good stuff. Right now, we're just kind of hanging out. It's got a little bit of energy now that Grandma Jane came through and delivered all the coffee supplies. We got some creme brulee iced coffee whipped up on the quick, but I'm going to have to head over. I need to figure out who's open and available today, because I think I might need someone else to make me a good strong coffee. I'm going to do some looking about. We've got some great options here in town, whether it's Kayla's or you've got places like Sweet Brew. You've got Oh Dear Nutrition.
There's Old Day Mercantile.
Old Day Mercantile's fantastic coffee. As time goes on, we're getting more options for a real shot of espresso, and that means happy gray. Gotta say,
happy gray is a happy day.
Hey, I like it. I like it. That's you can put that on a shirt. I will wear that shirt.
Be careful. My grandma might put that on a shirt.
Oh, no. I need to remember that. I can't just say those things as throwaway when there's someone out there who cares about me and has garment superpowers.
Grandma, you heard it.
Don't do it.
Happy gray
don't,
is a happy don't day. Do it. T-shirt, don't do T-shirt.
It. I don't know. Make it pink. Make it pink.
Make it bright pink. Just have that right across the front. I'll give you a mugshot of gray.
So between since I spoke with you last, since Austin and I were last here talking to you, I was looking through, I was doing my preparations for my afternoon show today, and I always look at what happened on this day in history. I'm sure a few of you at least are familiar with that, and I usually go through and I find the lighthearted, I find the easy things to talk about are the things that I'm interested in,
yeah.
Especially the things that I end up in a deeper rabbit hole than I expected. Now, what I actually don't know offhand what I was looking at that li- oh, okay, gotcha. So this day in some, I think it was like the late 1870s, was it? When did he disappear? Yeah, the late 1870s or so. Or no, the very early 1900s. There was an author and Civil War soldier by the name of Ambrose Bierce. Like Pierce, but with a B. Ambrose Bierce. And he was...
It's like saying Pierce with the stuffy nose.
He was the author of something called The Devil's Dictionary and a couple other really famous pieces of writing back in the day. The Devil's Dictionary is a joking dictionary, by the way. It's famous words, but with humorous definitions.
He was a satirist?
Satirist, yes. But he apparently went down to Mexico during the Mexican Revolutionary War. And,
as one does.
And joined one of the armies as an observer. He had developed a passion as a veteran for military action and the processes of it and the logistics surrounding it. And he liked being a part of that and writing about it. So he was down there taking part in that to a degree as an observer. Mm. And he disappeared. Okay, so I'm on Ambrose Bierce's Wikipedia article, and because he disappeared and is regarded as one of the most famous literary disappearances of all time, it means that Wikipedia wants me to see a list of other people who have disappeared.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, what's that going to be? And I ended up on a list of lists of people who disappeared. And I know I specifically avoid heavy topics, so I knew I was treading on thin ice. And I thought, this is a really long list of lists of people who have disappeared. And I thought, that's going to be a minefield. There's no way this is a lot of happy stories. And then at the bottom of this, so I mean, there's probably, what, 20 of them here? And a lot of them are broken down by time. Like, here, there's a list of kidnappings from 1900 to 1949. And I thought, oh, what a joy. A whole 50-year period. Just here's a list of kidnappings. That's just going to be so
that
positive.
Except that wasn't the end. There was more.
Oh, no, Austin. This is just the beginning. I was looking. So we've got fugitives from justice who disappeared. Here's just a list of kidnappings. And then we've got 8 more kidnapping lists broken down by decades. And then we've got missing ships, missing aircraft, disappearances at sea, disappearances that are mysterious from this decade or other, and we've got another list of decades. Now we've got missing persons cases, and then finally at the bottom of the list, I thought, okay, hey, here's the good one: list of solved missing persons cases. These are solved. These are the good ones, and I made the mistake of clicking on that. Folks, you want false hope? Find a list of solved missing persons cases. There is a column in the chart that I'm on right now, and it's what was the term that they used? Was it result? What did they use here?
I think
outcome. Yeah. So we've got the date that it happened, the people, the age, the country, the circumstances, and the outcome. The outcomes are 95% exactly what you're thinking. And I thought, wow, I thought this was going to be the good list.
Yeah.
There is no good list of disappeared persons. Life is not a movie. Austin, why did I do this to myself?
The ADHD is a powerful thing.
Yeah, it's not to blame, though. I know better. I'm a grown man, responsible for my own decisions. I am a tall man.
I wouldn't say you're grown.
But I am definitely responsible for what I've done to myself here. Just, man, I don't know why what would lead a person to believe that there's a good portion of the list of disappeared persons and missing persons? It just, man.
Very naive of you.
Yes, I should say so.
I think you need more coffee.
There are certainly a good number of turned out okays at least found alive, if not A-OK and nothing was wrong in the first place. I don't think there were any. It was all okay the whole times, though. That's not on this list.
To be fair, if you disappear in the first place, you're not okay.
Well, you know, funny enough, I found a list of what you need to do if you want to disappear. I was like, who wants to do that for any good reason? Like, this was masquerading as a, hey, if you just can't stand your family anymore, how do you truly disappear so that they can't find you? It's like, oh yeah, that's definitely who's using this list. Here's how you put yourself in witness protection. Like, oh yeah, definitely just people who don't like their families. 100% of people who are Googling that article.
Why do I feel like that article was a trap?
In some more enjoyable and slightly newsworthy info, Lamar Jackson setting huge records last night for rush yards for a quarterback. I believe he, I don't know if it was the 48-yard touchdown that actually was the tipping point on the record, but a phenomenal performance last night as the Ravens whooped up on the Steelers 34-17. That game, not even close to as close as that score would have you believe. Let me see here. But no, the real story, not that Lamar Jackson surpassed Michael Vick to beat that record, the previous record holder, but that he did it in 41 fewer games than Michael Vick. And I love that because it means people who might ask, well, yeah, but what if Vick had kept playing? Basically, they're asking, what if Michael Vick hadn't been a terrible person? We have the answer. If Michael Vick wasn't a terrible person, we know where he'd be. Second place. Yep. By Mike Lamar at the top of the list, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Good old Lamar.
I'd like to believe in Lamar, though, but at this point, if you idolize someone, chances are that's going to turn them into some kind of demon. I think it's a little bit of magic. However, Packers, two games left, scary games. Mm-hmm. Football will be the topic of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm doing a little bit of digging for my afternoon show, so I will be loaded with football info. A look at the Vikings game that was flexed this Sunday. It is in the 3:25 time slot. I respect it. That means while I watch Red Zone at noon, I won't have to try to look over some highlights to see the Packers ones the way that Red Zone does it. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but if I want to watch the Packer game, I want to just watch the Packer game. If it's not the Packers on, though, give me Red Zone because I just show me the interesting bits. Man, Red Zone broke my heart this past weekend. Scott Hansen, for I think decades now, would say, now we begin with however many hours of commercial-free football on Red Zone. And this weekend, for the first time, it was, here begins this many hours of football. They allowed commercials on Red Zone for the first time. And yesterday's game was on Netflix for the first time. And everybody, I mean, the announcers were celebrating it. I know that just means I've got to pay more for football. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how I react to that requirement. I will watch football.
But now I'm sitting here booing the Vikings. Oh, look, your pay has been docked. Signed, Joel Koenig.
I need to get my YouTube TV and the prices just went up. News director pay has been docked for the following reasons.
Lack of team spirit.
We'll talk a little bit of Packers info after the 9 o'clock mark, but we'll check in with you again before then. And right now I've got a check of the weather for you along with bottom of the hour news and sports. We do that twice an hour, every hour during the morning show. Joel does anyway, but you've got me today. Hopefully that's okay. That's
condolences to everybody ahead of time.
I am your Boxing Day present today, whether you like it or not, and whether you celebrate boxing or not. Hello, I'm here on 98Q Country.
Boxing Day, but I forgot my gloves.
With you until 10 and back at 2, Mike McKagan between. Bottom of the hour news, weather, sports, coming right up on WCQM.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers in the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday at 1 p.m., Ashland Parks and Recreation invite you out for an afternoon of winter exploration at Prentice Park in Ashland. They will be reviewing different types of animal tracks and then head into the woods to see what critters are around. Be prepared to spend time moving through the snow. No registration is required. Once again, this is happening Sunday at 1 p.m. at Prentice Park in Ashland.
As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going, use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, you know, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more. $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 and Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a little patchy fog off and on at times here today. Our high right around 36 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more fog, more clouds, more drizzle, 34 tomorrow. Cloudy with light rain, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
98Q Country. Country.
Chris Stapleton here on 98Q Country with White Horse. We had, what before that? We were directly out of the weather, more or less. I had to cut that a little bit short because I did a lot of yammering last time I spoke with you. We're going to take a quick look at some celebrity birthdays. Why did you reach for your microphone when I said I'd been yammering? Got something to say?
No, I just wanted to participate in the yammering.
Fair enough. I respect it. We're going to take a look at those celebrity birthdays, and what do you know, there's a Game of Thrones actor at the top of the list. But before we get to that, if you've got a birthday or anniversary that you know about in the neighborhood, someone who listens to 98Q Country, we give away a cake every Friday, and the people we enter into the drawing are people who have their birthdays over that given week. We need you to alert us, though.
You have to tell us. We, unfortunately, don't have access to the birth records.
Right, exactly, which... unfortunately? Never mind.
Let's not delve into that, Carrie.
We need you. Anyway, we need you to alert us to the birthdays. And anniversaries are cool, too. Those annual celebrations deserve a shout-out. That cake we give away each week is generously donated by the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls.
Too.
It is a good cake. You get a certificate from us to go pick your own kind of cake, really, is the way it works. So we don't stick you with our taste in cake. If you don't do cream cheese frosting, you're doing it wrong.
True.
That's just, I'm scared of cream cheese frosting, man. When I learned how to make it, have you ever made cream cheese frosting?
I haven't.
So a rough recipe for cream cheese frosting, you take equal amounts of butter and cream cheese. Let's say 4 ounces, half a stick of butter, okay, basically. And you half that number, 2 cups of powdered sugar.
Mm.
And those 4 ounces of butter and 4 ounces of cream cheese, you whip them to add a little bit of air and blend them together. And you get something about the size of, I don't know, between a golf ball and a baseball. And when you put 2 cups of powdered sugar into the bowl, it's like twice as big as the butter that you added first. And then you whip it, and the sugar just vanishes into the butter. And I get it. It's powdered sugar, so there's actually a lot of air in it, and it's not as much. There's a lot of surface area, not a lot of volume. Right. But it feels like you're just making sugar vanish, but you know you're still going to be eating it when you eat the frosting. So it's like, how did that much sugar go in there?
And then you taste the frosting and you realize, oh, that's where the sugar is.
Oh, yeah. No. You realize, I don't care. I don't care. Anyway.
Yeah, if you're making cream cheese frosting, you don't care about the sugar anymore.
We're talking birthdays, obviously. Kit Harington, 38 years old today. He played Jon Snow in Game of Thrones, but he's also been in Seventh Son and Pompeii, mostly TV shows for Kit Harington, 38 today, and therefore born in 1986. Beth Bears is 39, 2 Broke Girls in the Neighborhood, not someone I'm super familiar with. Jared Leto. Now, there is an interesting bunch of dudes. Actor, singer, guitarist, leader of the band 30 Seconds to Mars. Films include Dallas Buyers Club, but also Lord of War, Alexander, Panic Room, American Psycho. Requiem for a Dream is one in which he did a masterful performance. Fight Club, he was the blonde, the guy that I just wanted to destroy something beautiful. That was Jared Leto. He was also in the cast of TV's My So-Called Life. And nowadays, I believe he's leading a cult. In his own, by his own description, I'm not qualified.
The lead singer of a band that I listen to went off the deep end to a cult.
I'm not qualified to describe a group as such by myself. It is not within my realm of expertise, but I'm pretty sure that's a Jared Leto quote. Check it out. He's definitely at the forefront of a spirituality-based group. And they definitely do some things that don't align with mainstream culture. And Jared has some interesting descriptions for those activities. That much I can say with 100% certainty. What you feel about what he says is up to you. He's 53 today, and he still looks like he's about 32. Ozzie Smith, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 70 today. Carlton Fisk, another baseballer, longtime Red Sox and White Sox catcher, known to many as Pudge, is 77. Happy birthday, Pudge. Aww. You have the best nickname I've ever heard. Bob Carpenter of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He played keyboard, accordion, and he also sang a bit. He's also a solo artist, and he turned 78 today. Phil Spector, creator of The Wall of Sound, Righteous Brothers, The Crystals, Darlene Love, The Ronettes. He even worked with the Beatles, remixing Let It Be, and produced George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Worked with John Lennon, The Ramones, Lena Clarkson. And he was convicted of second-degree murder for the 2003 shooting of Lena Clarkson, received a 19-year-to-life sentence, and died in prison a couple years ago, 2021. Phil
Spector.
That's
a heck of a right turn.
Yep, see, that's...
a left turn.
That's the thing. I think we've got to decide how to separate the good things from the bad people who made them. whether it's Harvey Weinstein, whether it's R. Kelly, society by and large will have to decide one way or the other. I'm not advocating for what that decision should be. Do we throw the baby out with the bathwater? I think there's a reasonable argument either way. But very clearly, society has to decide. And if society doesn't decide, the individual does. And that's going to create judgment from people who make different decisions about these things. You know, Are you a terrible person for listening to Remix to Ignition? There are different answers to that question.
True, and it largely depends on who you ask.
I think both viewpoints probably have some merit. I don't know. I haven't decided. You know, there's a lot of movies that I identify with super strongly, and Harvey Weinstein's name shows up at the beginning of every single one of them because he was a producer on the. He was a well-connected Hollywood individual, and that's tough to get around.
Yeah,
so, that's something I think about a lot. What do we do with the good things that bad people make, and what do we do with bad people who make good things? Because right now the answer seems to be, in a lot of cases, glorify them. It depends whether they're good at football. Alan King, the Brooklyn-born comic and actor, made over 50 appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show, and he was born on this day in 1927. Okay, thank you for that. Yep. I'll update the crowd after a sec here. Steve Allen, TV host, composer, pianist, entertainer, and author, passed back in 2000 at the age of 78, born this day in 1921. Richard Widmark, tough guy actor from Minnesota, was a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nominee for Kiss of Death back in the 40s and was born this day in 1914. Bashful Brother Oswald, the Grand Ole Opry star and a dobro guitar player. I don't know if that term is actually accurate. I don't know if a dobro is referred to as a type of guitar. I would certainly call it that looking at it because it certainly looks like, maybe I sound super foolish even asking, is it a type of guitar? But I feel like if you call it just a guitar, it's a dobro, man. So I feel nervous calling it a guitar.
Yeah.
What else here? Oh, yeah, Mao Zedong. Moving on. Okay, and we're at tomorrow. I'm not going to talk. Come on. Mao's gotten enough attention, I think, and it doesn't need any from me. That's birthdays today. Please let us know. You've got two ways to let us know. Fair warning, you've got a pretty decent chance of catching a voicemail, especially if you call today. We've still got some vacations happening in the 98Q Country studios and throughout the station in general. But leave a message on the voicemail machine or email us. And email us anytime. Share your thoughts about the show. WCQM@civicmedia.us. If you had a birthday over the holiday, hopefully you're able to celebrate in a way that you prefer and your birthday is not just absorbed by Christmas, unless you like it that way.
True.
Somebody out there has a birthday on Christmas and is overjoyed at that. Probably a lot of people. I bet some people really like that because it kind of feels like everybody's happy for your birthday.
Well, yeah.
I hope that would be the way I look at it. But
rather than, of course, I'm overshadowed.
I was a miserable little jerk as a kid. I'm not going to. I wasn't looking at silver
lines.
I said as a kid. I didn't say I'm not as an adult. I'm just saying what I was as a kid, not. Austin, we've got some things to talk about. But first, I've got a word from local sponsors. A couple country songs, top of the hour news at 9. Austin and I are here with you until 10 o'clock on the morning show today. You're listening to 98Q Country. And by the way, thank you for doing that.
98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country. Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The
pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM.